This is Ask an Astronomer, part of the Jodcast. For the full edition of the Jodcast, please go to www.jodcast.net.
And now it's time for this month's Ask an Astronomer with our very own Dr. Tim O'Brien. Thanks again for being here with us.
That's all right, Nick.
And in spirit with the season, seeing as it's Halloween, or it was Halloween a few days ago, here's a question for you. What is the spookiest thing in the sky?
Ah, a very interesting question. There's plenty of spooky things in the sky, actually. I'm a bit worried about them. I can hear spooky noises outside now. It's the Lovell telescope moving round. It makes a very spooky sort of weird noise. Okay, I would say, if I have to pick one, I'm going to pick the Demon Star. So that's Algol. It's a star in the constellation of Perseus. And actually the name Algol comes from Al-Ghul, the Arabic, the Ghul, the Demon Star. And it's actually it's the eye of Medusa. And Medusa was the Gorgon who had the snakes for her, if you remember the story.
I remember the story well from my school days.
Okay, so Medusa was the Gorgon who, if you looked at her or she looked at you, you looked directly at each other, you were turned to stone, and she was slain by Perseus. And he had the trick of polishing his shield and sort of sneaking up, looking at her reflection instead of looking at her directly, so he could lop off her head, stick her head in a bag, and fly home on the winged horse, in fact, which flew out of her neck, I believe, when her head was severed, which is all a bit bizarre, but there you go. So, yeah, so there we go. You've got Medusa, which is in the constellation of Perseus. Perseus was the person who killed Medusa. And actually, Algol is one of the eyes of Medusa in the sort of traditional drawings of the constellation. And the weird thing about this is that occasionally you get winked at by the eye of Medusa. Don't read anything into that, but every few days, the eye of Medusa winks, the demon star. So this was known about for many years, but it was only in, you know, the last 100 years or so that it was actually realized what it was that caused it. It's actually because it's an eclipsing binary. So it's two stars, one going around the other. And what happens is every few days, the fainter star passes in front of the brighter star. And so the brightness, the apparent brightness of Algol dips markedly, and you can sort of compare it to nearby stars and see that happening even visually. This star is visible to the naked eye. You don't need a telescope to see this happening. Basically, throughout November, sort of every few days in November, every few days to a week or so, then you can spot this happening at various points during the night. So it's actually a binary star system. There's two stars. One is something like a main sequence star, a bit like the Sun. The other one's slightly more evolved than the Sun. And in fact, I'm sort of hiding some information because it's actually a triple star system. There is actually another star that's farther away than the two main stars that orbit one another, but it's the two stars that go around each other that cause the eclipse.
So is there anything else spooky about Algol?
Interestingly enough, there is. When astronomers realized that it was an eclipsing binary, it actually led to a bit of trouble for stellar evolution. It's something called the Algol paradox. And you know the story that basically the more massive a star, the faster it burns its fuel and the sort of shorter its lifetime is. Okay, so basically a more massive star evolves faster. It turned out that because this was an eclipsing binary, it was possible to measure the masses of the two stars that are eclipsing quite accurately. And it was realized that in fact the more evolved star of the two was less massive than the other star, which was exactly the opposite of what you'd expect from this sort of basic theory of stellar evolution. So that's why it was a paradox. Do you want to know the answer to the solution? The solution to the paradox?
Yes, please.
The solution to the paradox was mass transfer. So in other words, when the what was originally the more massive star evolves fastest, expands to become a red giant, and at that point it expands sufficiently far to a sufficiently large size that it can actually transfer mass over onto its companion star. So it loses some of its mass, dumps it on the other star, which was actually originally the less massive star. And so they swap order, if you like. What was originally the most massive star that evolved fastest becomes the less massive star because it dumps some of its material onto the other one. And so it's sort of hiding the fact that really it used to be more massive in the past. And that's why it's now more evolved. So I would say that's the spookiest thing in the sky.
That sounds pretty good. We'll leave the maniacal laughter for another time. So thank you very much again to Dr. Tim O'Brien for answering your questions here in the Jodcast.